Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Welcome back to Joking Not Joking. Am I joking or are you joking? No, we're joking not joking. I am the professor. This is part two of Mo's journey to becoming a professional comedian. In the last episode, we heard about how Mo became interested in comedy as a young kid and the first steps he took to set him on the path to success. Today, Mo tells us about his stand-up mentor from Houston, Danny Martinez, and how Danny really pushed Mo to earn his spot in the stand-up scene. Even though it took decades for Mo to get to where he is now, the old-school approach paid off. No shortcuts. No microwave careers. The guys are sitting down with their friend and fellow comedian, Paul Alia. Let's listen in. This is The Come Up, Part 2.
Joking, not joking.
What up, everybody? It's Mo.
What's up? This is your boy, Azaro Smart.
From Luminary, this is Joking, Not Joking. Yeah, I was working at the Riviera Hotel and Casino when the Riv, RIP, the Riviera.
RIP.
Bro, it sucks. All those clubs are gone. But yeah, we used to do shows there. Steve Schrippa used to book that. With Don Learned, used to help him out. Steve Schrippa played Bobby Bacala in The Sopranos.
Amazing character.
And I was 20 years old, and when I heard that he was booking it, you know, The Sopranos had just, I think, started, like when I was going to go do the shows there, so he wasn't there that often. So Steve Schrippa has amazing stories. Like, people were scared of him, terrified of him, even though he was a sweetheart. I heard, like, stories... One guy kept going over the light, and in Vegas, it was taboo to go over the light. Like, it's, you don't do it. You don't fucking do it. You do your time, and you get off stage, period, end of conversation. We want them gambling. Get them happy, send them out there, period. And this guy, first of all, started making a fuss. It was, they used to have three shows a night, and it was four comedians. Everybody does, like, 15 minutes. There's a host that has to introduce everybody, so it sucks. And everybody else is a headliner. Everybody's, you know, they're just doing, having to be doing 15 minutes. Well, one guy was like, I'm a headliner. I'm not going in between whatever. You know, come, I should go up last. And comedians were like, great. Go up last. Bro, we don't give a fuck. We get to leave. You have to wait, dummy. I'm like, we're all headliners, but whatever. Gave it to him, and he kept going over the light. Steve Schrippa, first night, he goes, listen, don't do that. This is what's going to happen. I'm going to fine you $1,000 every minute you go over the light, okay? And I'm going to deduct it from your check, fine? And the guy, like, laughs it off. All week, Tuesday through Sunday, this guy is going over the light. At the end of the week, everybody's getting their checks. He walks up. He hands him an IOU. It was like 20 some odd thousand dollars. They were only making probably $2,000 for the whole fucking week. maybe $2,000-$3,000. He gives him he goes, you owe me $23,000. And he starts laughing. He goes, no, you owe me this fucking money. He goes, you have two options. A, pay me the money. B, get the fuck out of here and I never want to see you in Vegas again. Guy left, never came out of Vegas. He would yell at guys. He would grab him to the side, be like, hey, I told you to do 15 fucking minutes, not $14.99, not $15.01. I want you to do 15 fucking minutes. And the comedians would be around like, there's no 99 seconds in a minute. He would just do shit like that.
Wow.
And I overslept the first night. The first night that I was doing a stretch of 5% one night.
Immediately.
Bro, I did a stretch of
I overslept $300,000 a
minute. I'm still in debt.
Yeah. Well, actually, it was minus. I didn't go over. I was minus at that point. Yeah. They owed me fucking money. Hey, I just saved you $15,000. My 15-minute set. No, I did a stretch of one-nighters, which you don't really hear about anymore, where you're going from one city to another city doing like Ramada Inns or whatever shithole bar, getting paid $125 a night. And then I was going to end it on Sunday, which I did. Last show was Sunday. Flew out Monday straight to Vegas to start to Monday through Sunday. And it was just like, it's going to be a big week. Are you kidding me? I'm about to make like $1,500 in like 12 days.
How old are you?
12 days. I was 20 years old.
Amazing.
It's a huge week. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like a lifeline situation.
That was the first time, had you been doing that already regularly?
Well, no, it was the first time.
First Vegas trip.
Wasn't even supposed to be there. I was 20 years old.
Right, right.
It's illegal. I wasn't even.
Amazing.
But the Don loved me, you know. And he was the one who booked me and vouched for me to get in there. He's like, this kid's killing it. Send him over there. You know, he'll do good for the club, blah, blah, blah. That's how they talk to each other, both East Coast guys. Well, I go, I fucking pass out. Wake up at 8 or 7:58, something like that. The show starts in 2 minutes. In Vegas, the show starts with you or without you. Found that out real quick. I was like, I'll be right there. And I put on my clothes and I ran to the show. And somehow I got there like at 8:03. Like I was petrified. It's 3 minutes late. The manager's like, you're fine. Don't worry about it. You're fine. They already put up the feature act I was hosting. And I was like, okay, all right, everything's cool. Yeah, great. And Don calls me. Hey, you want to do, this is when I was working with Emo Phillips, actually.
Oh, wow, I love him.
First time I met Emo Phillips, glued to him, watched every single show, 14 shows at that time. They reduced it down to a show. I watched every single set. The comedians when staff were like, how can you do this? I was like, how can you not? This guy is a genius.
Yeah, he really is.
Are you out of your mind? He was just, I think he just divorced Judy Tenuta.
Wow.
They were married for a long time and he was a mess. Such a good guy, man. Mm. And I totally got it. I actually thought of him when I got divorced and I was sitting in my condo in Austin, like super depressed. I was like, I get it, bro. I get it.
It took me 20 minutes, but I get it.
I get it. It was wow. So funny. I thought about him. But I was late. And then next, you know, Don Lerner calls me. He's like, hey, Emo's not going to do sports radio. Do you like sports? I was like, hell yeah, I like sports. I fucking love sports. He was like, great. I'm going to send you the Riviera limo, all the stuff. How's it going? I was like, it's going fantastic, you know? 3 days later, I called Don on Friday just to thank him because it's been such an incredible week. I was like, thank you, Don. You know, I can't tell you how grateful I am and this and that. He goes, is there anything you need to fucking tell me? I was like, tell you what? He was like, were you not fucking 3 minutes late on Monday? I was like, yeah, I was, but they told me everything's fine. Obviously, that was a rare case. Like, I didn't know. You didn't think that was fucking information for me to know? I was like, everybody told me everything was okay. I had no idea that I had to tell you that. I really didn't want to bother you with that information if it didn't reach you. Oh, it fucking reached me. Like, he got a call, got chewed out. Steve Shripa said some wild shit about me. I fucking trusted you, this fucking...
Can you imagine that?
Racist slur. It was just, I found it to be hysterical.
Wow.
I was so sad, bro. I was so sad. Felt terrible. He goes, you fucking need to tell me so I make sure it don't fucking reach him. Now it reaches him. They gotta fucking call me. I was like, I had no idea.
the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry? Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
The Mo Rogan Experience.
And it looks like we have a call. The producers are saying he's a fighter, an MMA fighter from Russia. Let me just patch him in here real quick. Hold on. Sergey,
hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Sergey, is that you?
Yeah, hello, is that you?
Yes, it's me, yes.
Is this you?
That's right, this is Azhar. I'm here with Mo.
Hello, Azhar.
Yeah, nice to meet you, man. Your name is Sergey Novochov, is that how you say it? Novochov?
That is correct, Sergey Novochov.
Okay.
Yes.
I guess you called in because you have some thoughts about Joe Rogan. Are you a fan of his commentating or his podcast?
Joe Rogan, kiss my asshole, okay?
Wow.
Yeah, I don't like the way he commentate with Habib McGregor together with other assholes next to him, saying he's stupid, bro. Saying so stupid stuff like Habib beating the shit out of McGregor, and they're like, oh, McGregor is just wearing him down by having his face beaten. What idiot is this? Obviously, they probably drink whiskey together and fight and fuck hookers, probably. Yeah.
I got you.
Very likely McGregor fucking hookers in Vegas, drinking 12 whiskey. Ah, I'm a tough guy. No, you're not. You have herpes. McGregor, if you're listening, send me location, bitch. I fuck you up. On your Lamborghini yacht.
Wow, these are fighting words.
No, these are absolutely fighting words. I fuck you up, McGregor. You are a piece of shit. You'll not come back to fight. We have a rod in your leg now. It's over, bud. It's over. Drinking 12 whiskey. Listen, take shahada like I did. Say ashhadu la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Get better mentally. Stop drinking. You know, then maybe you become great fighter again or great human being. You out there in Ireland punching old people? You piece of shit.
Wow. Yeah. You don't like him at all.
I don't like him at all.
Do you have any message for Joe Rogan? Like. If you could send
Joe Rogan, move back to California. You fucking up Texas. Texas used to have great mentality. Now you bring pussies to Austin. Fuck you.
Wow. Do you want to fight Joe Rogan?
I don't want to fight Joe Rogan. I don't want to give him publicity like this. Don't want to fight him. I just have a special announcement. Stop fucking Texas.
We'll make sure. Well, thank you so much for calling in. I mean, you called in, so it's because
that's it. It's over already. I call in from Russia. You have me for 5 seconds, and I go.
The Mo Rogan Experience.
Okay, well, before we wrap, can I ask you one more question?
Yeah.
I would be remiss if I didn't ask you this as your brother and as your friend.
Okay.
Just to get it on wax. The feeling right now that you're having to put out a show.
Oh, that's what we're trying to get.
Yes, to put out a show that is a star vehicle for you, that is literally called Mo. It's basically inspired from your real life.
Yes.
You know, fictionalized, but based on a true story.
Right.
how does it honestly feel? Just, I know it's weird. It hasn't probably been sunk in, but what are you feeling right now?
Man, the feeling that I have now, well, I have relief for sure that I was right.
Validation.
I also have happiness from a cultural standpoint. Like, man, this is so significant. Somebody left a comment to her, like, how many dicks did you suck to get this show?
A lot of them, bro.
And I replied, like, bitch, 26 years of hard work and grind to be myself on television. How dare you say something like that to me? And if you were in front of me, I would. And he put an LOL, like, thinking that it's funny. I would bitch slap him right now. So incredibly disrespectful to 26 years of absolute grind and hard work.
So relief and anger.
It's just like, man, the point is like, this took such a long time and required such patience and belief and vision and faith and faith and faith and faith in the vision, in God, in the divine. Such a relief that it's there, and to be able to talk about Palestine without it be a Philistine, without it being a like overtly political or war-based thing, it's got to be a relief. Like, this is such a, like, almost like a peace vehicle, understanding vehicle it could be. By giving people who are afraid, that necessarily wouldn't tweet or post something about Palestine or about people like us from our background because of how it could be perceived and what they believe, they could just be like, hey man, this is a really dope show. You could see it. That's incredibly powerful. And it's very special. It's incredibly special. And for those kids to see, like, somebody like them that's not like shying away from it, that's embracing it, that's hopefully this way it'll be interpreted, is somebody who's just being really authentic to their own experience. Man, that's so cool. That's so cool. And if a kid could like enjoy that, say like, oh shit, I could do that too, man. I got stories to tell, you know. I want them to tell it. And now they can. It's so cool. Ahlan wa sahlan, ya Adi Khalifa.
صاحب السوبرستار مع الخاص ذا ميجا سوبرستار
ما شاء الله
ولك شو
آه حبيبي
ولك حبيب قلبي ولك حبيب قلبي
ولك انت حبيبي اول
شيء مان مان يو هاف نو فاكين ايديا قديش مع الناس هون برو الكل بيحكي على المسلسل مان اتس كريزي مان
everybody's talking about the show
برو People, يعني going crazy with it. I feel like it's my show, man. وحياة أمي, man. It's crazy, حبيبي. It's crazy.
Amazing. اسمع, we're recording you. اسمع, I'm recording you for the podcast. We own all the
حبيبي,
audio.
حبيبي, man. My pleasure, حبيبي. لا والله, it's crazy. أظهر, يعني, I don't know if still recording, but it's
yeah,
crazy,
it's recording.
Man.
Just speak in English, عشان, so they can understand.
Hello, my name is Adi Khalifa. I am a friend of Femo. We here in Nazareth. I ask a lot of people. A lot of people know that me and Mo are friends, so they ask me about the show, and everybody going crazy for it. Really, man, I'm talking really honest. It's crazy. Everyone, even the people who don't know Mo. It's crazy how this show really, and this hummus chocolate man, it's going viral in a crazy way. I've seen 3 videos on TikTok, and with 40 and 50,000 likes and 4 and 5 million views from different accounts. So it's crazy, man.
Nobody's tagging me, bro. This is so upsetting. I don't even know about all this.
Yeah, I know they're not tagging you, and it's really crazy, but they write the name of Mo, so it's different. Like, for example, the last video of your stand-up that they put on TikTok, they didn't mention you, but now they're saying that it's part of the musalsal of Mo, you know?
So people
know. Khalas, I don't want to take more of your time. Habaiba, I love you both.
Love you too.
Love you, brother. Assalamu alaikum.
Yeah, assalamu
alaikum.
Well, there you have it. Those are some of the stories and lessons learned from Mo's journey to becoming the person and comedian he is today. 20-plus years of nonstop work and sacrifice finally paid off, didn't they? Good job, kiddo. Yes. We are so happy you're still with us. I mean, why wouldn't you be? Even just the privilege of hearing my voice, because I'm the greatest human being that ever walked the earth. That's for this week's episode of Joking Not Joking. You know who I am by now. If you don't, fuck off, you dum-dum. Please come back. We love you. Listen to all our episodes.
Joking Not Joking is a Luminary Original. Original audio production, music, and sound design by Salt. Executive produced by Noah Gersh, Jamie Schuffman, Nick Panama, and Kenzie Wilbur. Head of Creative, Jordan Galvin. Head of Production, Liz LeMay. Head of Post-Production, Robert Adler. Produced by Imran Ali Malik and Aaron Kennedy. Supervising producers, Ali Strobel and Alice Bierne. Post-Production Supervisor, Ali Honore. Edited by Jeffrey Muchnick and Aaron Kennedy. Sound design and music by Matthew Cialelli. Mixed by Aaron Kennedy. Recorded by Aaron Kennedy, Zach Jurich, and Mario Borgata. Guest booking by Drive Entertainment and Hager Eldos. Additional music courtesy of Extreme Music.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.